Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot.
D.I.P. me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the fantasy football hustler, back at you. Oh, yeah, we got another draft. This one is for the Debo Snatch a Chain League. And, man, I can't believe I did it. I took Tyreek as the number one overall. And a lot of it has to do with wanting to make sure that I get a really good week one matchup, no matter what. And, yeah, I just feel like Tyreek versus the Jags at home. Going to be insane. I mean, CMC versus those goddamn Jets, like, who knows? Who knows? But that's who I was debating between. And let's see, Daniel Berry, what up, what up? Toyota One, what up? He said, what do you think about my 16-teamer? Dak, Caleb, A-Chain, Zeke, CD, DJ Moore, Njoku, Tank Dell. I mean, that looks really good for a 16-teamer. Baby Genius, and my brother got an offer of Cup, Kamara, Godwin for Olave in start 12. Current lineup is Hurts, Goff, Gibbs, Mostert, Zeke, Monroe, Olave. I'd probably do that. That's a lot. That's a lot. And Antonio, what up, what up? Let's go. What's going down? Here we go. So after I take Tyreek the Freak, we got Josh Allen, then Mahomes, then CMC, then Hurts, then CD Lamb, then Stroud, then Breece Hall. Ooh-hoo-hoo. There we go. Here we go. And this one, if you lose week one, your guy just had to, you're going to have to give up a player. You're going to have to give up a player. Uh-oh. Where the hell is Drake at? Uh-oh. Where the hell's Darren? We got multiple guys slacking here. I'm trying to text everybody, dude. Guys better get in here. Guys better get in here. Don't be slacking. All right. Let's get it. All right. Monroe St. Brown, Lamar Jackson, Anthony Richardson, and Kyler Murray off the board. There goes Bijan. Bijan in the second round. Some people prioritizing the QBs in this one for sure. As they should. Man, it is Labor Day. We're here drafting with friends. Shout out. Shout out to the crew. Cool out. Scotty boy, what up on Patreon. Cool out. Oh, and hey, Scotty boy, jumping over on YouTube. Let's go. So Scotty, you're not in this one with us, are you? Yeah. Got my grub bone. Getting pig out. I wanna dig out. Another 24. I can make the ass drop. Everything is alright. This is the Debo Snap Your Chain League. It's a forced trade league where every week when somebody wins, they get to steal a player from you. One for one trade. Good day. Static from the cowards. Tried to blast. Saw the police and they rolled right back. No flexing. Didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house. They was watching you on TV raps. What's the hat? Shake them up. Roll them in a circle of niggas and watch me break them with the 7-Eleven. I picked up the cash flow. Then we played bones. And now I'm yelling domino. Nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Yes, I got Henry. Let's go. Cool out. And you know what? Let's lock in Goff right now. Things are going quicker. We gotta get it. It's ironic. I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the supersonic. I felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep. So deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around one. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. Two in the morning, it's a fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp. And it went ice cubes of pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home and my pages went. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day. Okay. Glad I took Goff. Look, people are making a QB pick right now. Yeah, it's nice having those tight ends, man, but those running backs are good. Yeah, I'm building evenly in this one. We're going with the people. So we're going to be smart in this one.
Hey, wait a minute, Pooh. Stop this shit. What the fuck I'm thinking about?
There we go. Tua and Jaden Daniels for Song. Oh, look at Drake going back-to-back tight ends. No wide receivers, though. No wide receivers. Getting ballsy. Getting ballsy.
Hiya, hiya, baby.
Ooh, where are we going to go with these next two picks here? That's the last song. I've just been smoking and smoking. Another blunt to another up. He's your man. It could be a better place. POD again. POD again. No better. No better. We all want to stay. I need some alone. Mary J. Bless me. All right, I know who I'm picking with one of these picks. Gotta be smart with the second one. Really didn't know what it was. I took a pull up and I realized I should always stay. All right. This is tough. Taking Watson. This is tough. We're taking Watson.
Hello, ladies.
Wide receivers, Nico Pittman. There we go. Getting crazy. Let me go share, jump over here to Facebook, go share the draft. So we'll see if there's some people who are just chilling on a Thursday. Let's go share this to all these groups. I think that's it. A lot of these groups are kind of whack. All right. There goes Baker. Here goes Waddle. Man, look at this. This is one of those leagues you got to prioritize two QBs, because if you don't have two QBs, you are probably going to lose week one, and you're probably not going to do good for the entire year if you lose week one, especially if you lose week one and the QB that you have gets jacked. Could get very ugly very quick. So that's why I'm trying to build as evenly as I can, because you really have no idea what the hell is going to happen. We don't know who we're playing week one, like what opponents, you know, shit like that. So this really all comes down to how good you can draft for week one. You catch a dub week one, you're feeling way better than if you don't catch a dub. I'll tell you that much. All right, let's get some Afro Man going.
It was this blind man, right? It was this blind man, right? He was feeling his way down the street with this stick, right? Yeah. Hey, he walked past this fish market, you know what I'm saying?
Where are we gonna go here? Good morning, ladies.
You like that shit, man?
Pretty good.
Hey, man, I got a gang of that shit, man.
Hey, you ought to get a little bit of that shit. Code 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. Smoke that tumbleweed. Singing them dirty rap songs. Takes from here to Hong Kong. Pick out the seeds and stems. Flying through the pond, yeah. Cadillac Coupe de Ville. Bet my caddy will. Palm down. This is tough. Leader of the Google Slang. Fucking Afro. All right. We're getting ballsy in this one. All about week one, baby. All about week one. Big Tons, what up? He said, just got off nights and I'm drunk as hell drafting. I want a drunk draft, Gray. Let's go.
That's the best damn pussy I ever had. A bag of weed and a bottle of wine. I'm a fuck that bitch just one more time.
45, zigzag. Baby, that's all we do.
We can go to the ball, grab the dog.
That tumbleweed. Damn, look at this. And these fast drafts go so fast. I love it. I mean, look at this. We're almost done with round seven. It's only been 20 minutes.
So roll my joint.
Pick out the stems. Palm down.
So roll.
Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
I bet my caddy will. I met this lady in Hollywood. She had green hair, but damn, she looked good. I took her to my house because she was fine, but she whooped that bit
that was bigger than mine.
From Japan, never made love with the napkin.
I fucked her twice.
I ate that pussy like shrimp fries.
Stories
I tell you. I met a woman in the heart of Australia. Big titties too. So I hopped in her ass like a kangaroo. See, I met this woman from Hawaii. Pussy was lunch, then her titties busted open with Hawaiian punch. Met Colonel Sanders' wife in the state of Kentucky. She said, I brought some chicken if you just came in her mouth. It was
was a crisis. I gave her my secret blend of herbs and spices. Herbs, spices. So 45 and 2 zigzags.
Baby, that's all we need. Big Gun said, if I win this league, it's due to my alter ego state. There we go, man. And then you're going to have to draft drunk all the time. All the time. Dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong.
I met Dolly Parton in Tennessee. Her titties were filled with Hennessy. Country music really drove me crazy, but I rode that ass and said, yes, Miss Daisy.
Yes, Miss Daisy.
In Oklahoma, put that pussy in a coma. Met this lady in Michigan. I can't wait till I fuck that bitch again. Met a real black girl down in South Carolina. Fucked her till she turned to a white albino.
Fucked
this hooker in Iowa. I fucked the wrong credit, so I owe her.
So I owe her.
This girl down in Georgia came in the mouth. Man, I thought I told you. Met this beautiful, sexy hoe. She just ran across the border of Mexico.
New Mexico.
Young thing said her name's Maria. I wrapped her up just like a hot tortilla.
Like a hot tortilla. Hey, what up, Magic Man? Let's go. How you liking your team, bro? How you liking your team?
Baby, that's all we need.
We can go to the what up, Jamie? Jamie made it. What up? Hope everybody is high, drunk, happy, whatever you want to be. How about going on today? Labor Day. Acting.
Have you ever went over a girl sauce to fuck, but the pussy just ain't?
Yes, it is, Jamie. There's two of those. This is the offense only one. The one that we did last time was offense, Superflex IDP. This one's offense only. I like having one of each style, you know, let everybody get a chance to get in.
So you wipe your mouth and you try to explain.
That's cool. Almost had Jordan Love, man. Close. PJ, what up, bro? Say what up, Alex. I got a question. Best ball later rounds, you tend to handcuff everything or you tend to take a lot of tickets? It depends on who I have. The first half of the draft, like, really, like, determines that for me. If I don't have a lot of running backs, I'll definitely cuff some people. If I already have a bunch of running backs, like, fuck those handcuffs, man. I'll just take, you know, take flyers on, like, a whole bunch of wide receivers, you know, and stuff. And, you know, who knows what's going to be right and who knows what's going to work. So, I mean, it's just really just feeling it out, man. The bench, though, I want a shitload of upside on the bench. Because what if you draft handcuffs that never end up playing? You know, like, that's like another thing that could be a thing. What if you draft a handcuff who plays three games and there starts three games, but that is like it. That's it. And it ain't in the playoffs, you know, like, it's like that person is just kind of worthless to your team. So that's why I don't like getting like a bunch of handcuffs. I'd rather get those lotto tickets, man. Come on. The only way that you're going to win a big best ball tournament, a huge best ball tournament, is making sure that you have a couple lotto picks on your bench. Because if one of them hits, that could be the difference between, like, you placing really high or, like, you know, not being in the money, you know, when it comes to week 17. Hey, Crispy made it. What up, Crispy? What up, Crispy? I'm almost on the clock here. I got two starting spots left, so I got to be very calculated with these spots here. I'm liking my team for week one. Pretty much everything was drafted with week one in mind, including Deshaun Watson and Cooper and Amari Cooper.
Hello,
going back to Texas. A revenge narrative. I got multiple revenge narratives just on this team alone. Oh, here we go. Oh, man. Man, this is kind of tough. This is kind of tough here. This is really tough. This is a tough decision here. Whew. All right, fuck it. We're going Mostert. All these guys are like starters too. Mostert and Chase Brown. Let's get ballsy, man. Let's get ballsy. I didn't like any of the wide receivers that were there, and I felt like I was going to have to jump a little bit too high for any of those guys who I feel like I could probably just get in the next round. So fuck it. We'll double down on the RBs right now. Like, Magic Man didn't think that was a bad idea. He did the same thing with Javonte and Pollard right there. What up, Craig? What's going on, brother? Yeah, Big Ton said, okay, so my wife loves hearing you sing. I'm drunk, she's sober. What you got to sing one for? Hey, I got to feel it, okay? I got to feel it. Now I feel like there's pressure. Oh, man. Let's see. Now I got to turn the music up more because now I feel like there's pressure. Zach Moss. I hope I'm right about Chase Brown. I mean, I know Zach Moss can't really catch for shit, so let's hope Chase Brown gets like 10 targets week one somehow. And Chase isn't there. This is my life, and it's a battle within. I got to survive, even if I'm sending the wind. And if I show no remorse, I reap the devil's reward. It says, give me riches, but I'm looking for more. When I was young, witness my dad standing for right. I don't have any Tupac. I'd have to go download some. I'm looking. How about something like this, just to be even funner? You guys are products of the 90s, right? It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on a newspaper page. Love and tradition is a grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. I'm so glad. Go by. Man, I'm so glad I took double running back right there. Look at all the running backs that went. Man, Ricky, don't start crying for Steve. It's the bigger love of the family. Let's see. How about this one?
Any place, anytime.
No Vaseline for your homies. Cooper. Damn, look at all those running backs. I'm so glad I went double RB. Look at that shit. The whole round is running backs. I would have got screwed. I'm so, man, just felt it. I'm glad. Cooper.
Cooper gonna break it down.
Cooper. It's so funny because Noble, he would judge TV shows and everything just all off of the intro. And Mr. Cooper was like one of his first favorite intro songs. And Theo said, what up? Hill at the 101. That's wild. So this one specifically, this league is a forced trade league. If you don't win week one, you have to accept a trade that your opponent sends to you, a one-for-one trade, anybody for anybody. The only people who are safe are people who are on bye. So that's nobody week one. So I chose who I thought out of those top guys was going to have the best game week one. And Tyreek versus the Jags at home. Whew. Jags got no DBs over there that can hang with them, you know. So I'm hoping for a 200-yard outing in week one and help me seal a victory in week one. Hey, hey, Ron in the house.
You got perfect time. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker.
Marco from the future, what up? And Prime Time, what up? Said traded Pacheco for Mike Evans and Montgomery. Already had Mahomes, Kelsey stack, and didn't want three Chiefs. Thoughts? I mean, I probably wouldn't have done it for the reason that you did it, but it's not bad. I mean, Mike Evans and Pacheco, very similarly valued. And if you needed, you know, an upgrade at wide receiver, I'm sure Evans, you know, upgraded your wide receiver core. And Montgomery, especially with Gibbs being a little banged up right now, you know, maybe in the beginning is maybe in the beginning is when he shines a little bit, and then you can trade him off, you know, to the Gibbs manager. You know, a lot of options. I think that Detroit, that Rams Lions game, that shit is going to be fire. That's going to be one of the highest scoring games of the weekend. I can guarantee it. We got a double revenge narrative, and I know Lions got good defense, but both these teams got good offenses. And it's the double revenge narrative. Let's go. The roll. What up, bro? And Theo said, interesting. He said, I like that format. It's different. Hope you're having a good stream. It's going good. I got two picks back to back, and then we got some smoking to do. And oh, there goes B Rob the Mob.
He caught a bullet in his bubble goose. He caught a bullet in his bubble goose. You can be at the party getting loose, but you can catch a bullet in your ears.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Cuba. You know what? Let's get a song on here to relax my brain real quick while we do this. It's going to take me too long to pick the song. I was going to start confusing myself. All right. You know what? I think, damn it. You know what? Fuck it. We're getting Nick Chubb. We're going to lock him down. And then we're also going to lock down another QB. Let's go. And Saved by the Bell. There we go. When I wake up in the morning and the long gets out of water, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner. Well, it's a damn hustler. You're building an old team, but it's still fire. Well, this is redraft. It's not Dynasty, not in Dynasty mode. Redraft, specifically week one. Pretty much all of my picks, I mean, from Nick Chubb and Gardner Minshew, they don't matter. Everybody else, those are my starters. Week one in mind was the only thing I was thinking about. If you said the Debo Snatcher Chain Leagues are fun, they're fun if you're winning. They're fun if you're winning. They're not fun if you're losing. You could trust me. Sam Darnold, not too shabby. Content said, right on, thanks, bro. He said, you have it. You're on a good one. We're doing it. You know what was the most, like, gangster intro? It was Keenan and Kel and fucking Coolio. Chelsea, what up? Hey, you made it to a live stream. Yeah, this is where you can come ask questions anytime you want. We're doing a draft right now, but I'm taking questions if you got any. And Chelsea, check out my team. I'm team number... I got the first draft pick in this one. I rarely get the first draft pick. Yeah, I love a good old bong rip. All right, Kelsey found the right place. Kelsey found the right place. I like it. Ooh, Brian Thomas Jr. So funny that it had the stuff on afterwards. Let's see. What's a good one? Here we go. This just takes a few minutes, so. And I don't have to play DJ for like 7 minutes. Let's go. And Magic Man says, there a fast draft this evening? Yes, sir. 6 p.m. 6 p.m. I'm going to go post it again later, but I'll post it in the chat here just in case anyone wants to jump in. Only $11. It is the Halloween-themed best ball draft for tonight. $11. Part of a huge tournament. Tonight at 6 p.m. Little high, little low. Those are really mad. Ooh, Corum. As someone I like trying to snatch late. Big Ten said, I really hate my team. Watch it win. Yeah, bro. It's because you didn't pick your first running back until like the fifth round. Probably why you hate it. Because you're like, fuck, if I lose, someone's stealing A-Chain. Then Zamir White's my number one. Time tomorrow. William said, care to share some thoughts on my team? Sure, throw it in. But let me know who's the starters. Let me know who's on your bench. And let me know how many teams so I could give you proper thoughts. All right, and I got picks coming up here. Taking all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind. All right. Well, I know where I'm going. Mama. Yeah, I mean, I just assume if people don't say it's dynasty, I only think redraft unless someone says dynasty. That also why I also think now, unless someone tells me super flex, I just assume single QB. Alright. Let's go. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche. Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me. Lynch, what up, Lynch? Lynch on Twitch, what up? Just follow, appreciate you. Appreciate the follow. Because I got my boss to switch the shift for the season opener. Hopefully I don't fall asleep. You better not fall asleep, Marco. You're going to have a draft plus the game. Let me go. Aw, man. Magic Man, fuck me, dude. Damn it. That pisses me off. Mamma mia, mamma mia. Let me go. I got a speaker draft tonight. Nice. The fellas, what up? And my guy getting cooked on TikTok. My team is Kyler, Kamara, Moses, Tyreek, Marvin Harrison, CK, stuff. The 10-man 150 buy-in. My bugging. I mean, it's not the best team, but, like, really, like, I mean, when people tell me their drafts, like, the one thing that I got to remind everybody is that the draft is the foundation for the year, you know, and your foundation may be shaky, you know, that doesn't matter. We can make moves. We can make moves. And 10-man league, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder to make trades. But the waivers, I'm sure probably shitload of people on the waivers. You just got to follow guys like me and not guys like me. You got to follow me because nobody does it like I do it. And then if you want to take it to the next level, you want to get signed up for my fantasy advice service, pretty much what my whole business is built around. You go to 420crew.com and get signed up. $5 a month, it'll set you ahead of the pack. $10 a month to get you where you get direct access to me, and just higher and higher. Higher and higher. Man, Taysom's a bum. Taysom is a bum.
He's a bum, you know? He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Now, Antonio, I think Marco's 9 hours ahead of us. So, now right now, it's not late. He's talking about, so on Thursday, we're having a best ball draft at 3 p.m. West Coast time. So, what'll that be for him? That'll be like midnight is when the draft would start. But then also, he, you know, Thursday night football is that day as well. Starts at like 5:20, 5:30. And then it's already like, what, like 2 o'clock for him at that time. So that's what he's talking about, hoping he doesn't fall asleep. Yeah, Marcus, by the way, I sent you the money for the draft. That spontaneous draft yesterday, from yesterday. Perfect, perfect. Said he puts up fantasy points. When does he put up fantasy points? Do we really want to do this? You want to do this? Let's see what kind of fantasy points he puts up. Well, this is just real shitty. Okay, hold on. Let's go see. Let me go pull it up where I could read it off, but like based on like this league settings. How about that? I don't know. The sleeper shit, it was not giving us this league settings for his points and stuff right there. All right, here we go. Your boy Taysom. Let's see. Week one last year, 0.40. Week two, 1 point. Man, hold on. We're going to have to zoom in. I'm going to have to zoom in. It's going to zoom in everything, though. Okay, 11 points week two, 4 points week three, 5 points week four, 4 points week five, 19 points week six, 21 points week seven, 26 points week eight, 27 points week nine, 6 points week 10, 9 points week 12, 18 points week 13, week 15, 2 points, week 16, 0.45 points, week 17, 14 points, week 18, 17 points. So, if those are the kind of points that you like your bench guys to put up, hey, go for it. Go for it. Hey, what up, Toyota Ones? Had another draft, so let's go. So I just finished my side job in time to chill and toke it up. Let's go. And he is late week. What did he say right before this? Hold on. Yeah, Taysom Hill, once again, he's a bum.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
And Lynch, what was the last thing that you said? Something better than I thought. Who? But who is it? Who are you talking about? Oh, I was talking about that bum. Okay. All right. Makes sense. A lot of people are on YouTube right now. I think you might be one of the few that are over there on Twitch. So salute to you, bro, for keeping us lit on Twitch. I appreciate you. And new play caller for him. I'll tell you what kind of plays he's going to be running. Plays on the bench. Plays on the bench. That's what kind of plays he's going to be making. Plays on the bench. All right. Man, we got two more picks that are about to come up. And What was what I'm saying? Anthony Richardson, Saquon, Gibbs, Collins, Higgins, Laporta, Rice, and then Dell on the bench, JSN, Corum, Chase Brown, Dell. I like your bench. Man, I'm just so nervous about Anthony Richardson. I just feel like he's going to ruin so many people's like years. And I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to put a damper on anything either, because it really sucks, man. It really does suck. Oh, man, just like this fucking pick that I got to make here. This shit really does suck. Got two picks in a row. No fucking idea who to go with. But, yeah, it's not bad. Just makes me super nervous, though, as well. Because of Richardson, really, mainly. Oh, man, 10 seconds. All right, let's get Polk. Hopefully these are the guys who I'm trading away anyways after I win. All right, let's get some more wide receivers late. Taysom's old.
Simmons is old!
I yearn for stability. These injury-prone players kill me. Yeah, boom bust ain't cool either. Right? Right? I mean, I feel like I would rather have the consistency. Yeah, I don't want the guy who scores like 50 points in one game and then scores 2 points like in the next game. Like, that's like the worst. That's the worst. That's like exactly what Taysom Hill is. And Marco said, did you already put out the link for that very last night? Yeah, yeah. So I'll put it in here again just in case. I mean, since you're here and in case anybody else wants to jump in. This is the Thursday draft, 3 p.m. West Coast time. $11 best ball. Thursday, 3 p.m. West Coast time, about two and a half hours before the season kickoff. Phil said Deshaun or Stafford week one. Stafford, man, versus the Lions. Come on, man, a revenge narrative. We got a double revenge narrative in that game. A little bit. Whichever. Double revenge narrative in that game on Sunday Night Football could be one of the highest scoring games of the week. All right. And this draft, really quick. We are almost done. We're 45 minutes in right now. But the draft is pretty much done. Dada, I got one more pick. So we'll smoke another bowl or two. Get ready to get up out of here. Enjoy this Labor Day and enjoy these drafts. So we got more and more drafts to come. Yeah, we got a auction draft today starting at 4:30. We got to get people joined in the best ball draft today as well. You do not want to miss out on the best ball draft. That's at 6 p.m. tonight. Oh, yeah. More drafts. Drafts. Man, I don't even know who I want to get as Mr. Irrelevant. I know I don't want to wait until the last second. So let's go see. Whew. Ooh, Burton, nice pickup late there. Pretty much whoever this last pick is, this is going to be the pick that ends up getting fucking getting traded away. Nah, he's already I don't even want him, man. I really don't think that he's gonna be like anything. I don't even want to waste a pick on him. Because I'll probably be able, if he's there, I mean, I could pick him up. I'm gonna be able to pick up at least one person as a free agent right now. Or maybe not. Maybe, well, yeah, today's Monday. We'll see. He said, join the draft and just saw the game starts at 2:20 a.m. Not sure if I'll be able to finish it. Well, at least you'll be there for the beginning of it. You know, that's all that matters. We know that you're going to be there in spirit somewhere. All right. But, yeah, P. Ryan. Nah, I think I'm going to get a wide receiver. I mean, look at the running backs that I have. And this is a league where you can, every week, whoever wins, you get to get, you get to force a one-for-one trade with the opponent that you beat. So, if I'm winning these, which in my mind, I've already won the first 3 weeks. So these guys are the guys who are going to be getting traded away anyways to these other teams. Yeah, whoever plays me week one is going to be in trouble. We're getting that week one dub. We're getting that week one dub, baby. Yeah, and this year, anybody for anybody. This is a lot different than our previous years where it was starter for starter and position for position. Or no, I think it was just starter for starter, not position for position. And what up, Brian? He said, forced trades, never heard of that. I don't think I invented it, but it's definitely something that that takes things to the next level. Cooper Rush beat out Lance for the number two spot. Of course he did. Oh, and there goes P. Ryan right there. Couldn't even get him if I wanted to. All right, let's see. Unless Magic Man takes him, I know who I'm taking. I got two guys in mind, so you can't snipe me either way. But let's see where Magic Man's going. And he said, Lance is trash. Back it up. Wandale Robinson. Nope. Not getting Wandale. Dang it, what is going on? My app's freezing up. I'm trying to make these pickups. Come on. We got to be faster than everybody else. Come on. All right, got one of my guys, and I'll get a guy to cuff Henry. Ooh, actually, wait. You know what? All right. There we go. And a couple pickups. Do I want to steal over anybody? Nah. All right. There we go. And Brian said, hate when the app freezes in the middle of a draft. Well, it didn't freeze in the middle of the draft. It froze after the draft when I was trying to pick someone up. But we got him. We Gucci. All right. One more bowl, and then we're going to get out of here. I'll be back for this auction draft. He said, time for you to celebrate. Yeah, bong hit, man. Let's go. Let's go.
Let me hit that bong.
Yes. Let's do it. And Doug said, any spots open in the auction today? No, that one is already filled. It's a $55 auction.
55!
And let me see. Which one is today? Is this the one with IDP or without IDP? Fuck, it's the one with IDP. Whew. Shit's going to get crazy. Shit is going to get crazy. Shit is going to get crazy. Yeah, always trying to figure out, like, different strategies to do for the auctions. And, man, this one's tough. So this auction, I haven't won it since 2018 in the inaugural season. But, yeah, this one, it's pretty awesome. We got 17 starters, 9 offense, 8 defense. 9 offense, 8 defense. And one of those offenses is super flex. It's going to be fun. This was the first auction that I ever created, first auction league I ever created in 2018, and I was the inaugural winner. And it was because I had Pat Mahomes, CMC, and who? And it was a wide receiver. I think it was Devontae Adams. And what up, Corey? Salute. And he said, thanks to everyone for being a part of the 420 crew. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Appreciate all you guys. Doug said Green Bay or Chicago, rest of season defensively. You know I don't like answering those rest of season ones. So week one, Chicago. You do what you got to do. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Big Ton says he doesn't know if he can make it to the auction. Where's Crispy at? Maybe Crispy could draft for him. Maybe that's what we should do. Let me see. Let's Google this. Can the co-owner of a sleeper team make a draft pick? No, on sleeper designated owner, a team can make the draft pick of even if they have co-owners. Okay, yep. The Superflex IDP auction. Superflex IDP auction. Said thinking, but it just even if he made you a co-owner, you can't make draft picks for him. That's the thing that sucks. Thinking the Packers due to not having a rookie quarterback. What? The fuck does that have to do with defense? The fuck does a rookie quarterback have to do with defense? Doug, you're doing it all wrong. It's today at 4:30 West Coast time. And Big Ton said he'll be there. I told him I wouldn't be able to replace him. It's too last minute. And the auction one, it's just tough to find the replacements. And then turns out I was thinking the same thing. Like, what the fuck's a QB have to do with the defense? Like, yeah. I know if you have, like, a really good QB and, like, the defense isn't on the field, like, all the time. But, like, either the defense is good or they aren't. And the QB doesn't really come into play too much, like, on if the defense is good. And the Bears are good and they have a really shit – I mean, they have a really good matchup, like, defensively for week one. Way better than the fucking Eagles week one, like who the Packers go against. And Big Bando said, would you trade Mahomes for ETN and Daniels? Probably not. He said, seems like an easy yes, right? No, not for redraft. I'm assuming this is a redraft league. I'm not doing it. Like the level between Mahomes and Daniels, like, I mean, I guess I'm also assuming net 4-point passing touchdown league, like maybe, like, so the rushing, but And Crispy said IDP. Damn it. Yeah, it's an IDP. It's going to be it's going to be a long draft. It's going to be a long draft. Hopefully people are on it and snappy, but it's going to be a long draft. I don't even think I'm going to be live for the full draft. It's going to be so long. Said, I think Jay Brooks is going to make some noise or just trade away. I mean, if you're trading him away, you're trading him away for nothing, because who's going to buy him right now in a redraft league? Because he's missing the first 4 weeks. Obelie, you have an IR spot. You can just put him on the IR. If you could do that, you know, maybe. But, man, outside of that, I'm not targeting Brooks in any of these drafts, like, at all. I don't want him. I wasn't high on him at all coming into this year. Wasn't high on him, like, when he got drafted to the Panthers. And not high on him now that he's already hurt in the preseason. And he's going to miss 4 weeks already. Oh, shit. Never mind. You're already in that draft. You are. I forgot. You got back in there. Never mind. I'm super high right now. I totally forgot. And that's, yeah. That's how much of an issue it was to, yeah, that's how much of an issue. Big Bando said, y'all be running leagues. Hell yeah, bro. That's big part of my business. Big part of my business is running these leagues. Dynasty leagues, redraft leagues, vampire leagues, guillotine leagues, all types of super fun leagues that you can't really find a lot of people do in a lot of places. And yep, money leagues, not real big money leagues. You know, a lot of these leagues are $33 and $55. I mean, it's really just about having a super fun experience to get in. And there's money on the line, like at the end. He said, my bad, I didn't know, bro. He said, anything else starting soon for money? So the only ones that actually have spots open, it's a part of a huge best ball tournament that I'm doing. We've been drafting since April, and all these divisions that we've been drafting are a part of a big tourney. It's $11, it's super flex, IDP, and it's best ball, so you don't have to manage the team. Four drafts left. It's a draft today, tomorrow, and Wednesday at 6 p.m., West Coast time, and then there's one more draft on Thursday at 3 p.m. West Coast time, a couple hours before the game start. I got to figure out how much the top payout is on based on 139 divisions. The last time I made the payouts, it was based on 125 divisions, and the top payout's 4,600. And I think there was like 60-something spots, 60-something spots, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that got paid out on, let's see. Yeah, 63 spots that got paid out based on 125 divisions. All right. And so if you want one of those links, let me know. If you could do today, let me know today. I'll throw the link in for today. And if you want to do the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just let me know. I'll throw them in there. Because, yeah, you want to get in. And as long as you get into one of them, I'll throw the other links in, whichever one you get into. Yeah, I forgot, Crispy, that you're the defense. I got confused that today was the IDP. That's where the confusion came, because we have I got two auction drafts 2 days in a row, and I couldn't remember which one was which. But yeah, today is the damn IDP. Yeah, Crispy is the defending champ over here, you motherfucker. Said going back to back my ass. No way. It's not going down. And TS said, should I trust Caleb in his first week or go with someone else? I mean, it's a decent matchup for him. So, I mean, that's the one thing that he has going for him. Who they go up against again? Where the fuck is it? Oh, the Titans. Eh, I guess it's not that great of a matchup for him. I mean, who would the other person be? Because I don't know. I mean, depends on who you have. Depends on who you have. Throw it in there. I'm going to smoke one more bowl, and then I'm going to get out of here. Shit. Woo. Dude, you're starting Goff. Goff against the Rams. Sunday Night Football. Revenge narrative. You're starting Goff over Caleb. For sure. For sure. I own Aaron Jones or Stevenson. Probably Stevenson. Crispy, yeah. I'll let you know, Crispy. Everything that I'm doing, I mean, the leagues has been such like a huge focus. Like, everything I've really been good, it's really just like figuring out how to manage like all my time. That's really what it comes down to. Marcus, what do you think of my wafers team in that Alaska League? Man, just throw the team in there so I don't have to go look it up because I'm so close to leaving right now. Death Reaper, 10-man redraft. 3 receivers, 2 RBs, 1 flex. Hurt, CD, London, Smith, Pickens, Kyren, Ford, Kincaid, bench is Najee, Kirk, Corum, Mason, Dubs, Hollywood. Let me see. So who's the 3 wide receivers? CD, London, Devonta Smith. I mean, it's pretty solid. And then Pickens, I'm guessing, is the flex. And then Kyren and Ford. I mean, that's where it's suspect right there, man. I mean, like, Ford isn't bad as an RB2, like, as, like, the worst player on, like, your offense. But it looks ugly. It looks ugly. And, but yeah, still pretty solid though, you know, especially with the 3 wide receivers. I mean, I really don't like George Pickens. So like George Pickens definitely brings down in your flex, but for week 1, I'd rather have Najee like in there. The DBs are pretty nice on the Falcons and going to be easier to run on them than it's going to be to pass on them. And Warren's hurt. He's probably not playing week 1. So Najee's a little bit better. But, yeah, I mean, pretty solid, though. Pretty solid. I mean, I'd say that's like a B-, if not a B. Scotty boy, what up, bro? He said, I ended up with Mixon, Jacobs, Kamara in one of my home leagues, half PPR. Said, thought I did well, being I didn't grab an RB till the 5th. I mean, you know, that's solid. Yeah, Mixon, Jacobs, Kamara. I mean, for waiting, yeah, really solid. Really solid. And my buddies keep telling me it's eh. Well, of course it's eh, of course, because, like, you didn't get anybody before the first, you know, 5 rounds. You know, you're talking guys who are going in, like, the 20s, you know. Sinus Rinse, what up? He said, yo, just did a big trade before the season. Gave Mahomes plus Debo. For Love and Chase, Superflex, what do you think? Well, if you want to cheer for Love and Chase, I mean, I say good job, but I really don't like making trades like this because, like, you know, you kind of just like flip flop, like, with the value. And, like, usually in trades like this, it's like these guys are gonna score similar points. I mean, unless Chase, like, you know, doesn't play, and then, like, you completely probably lost this trade, you know, but I mean, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, I feel like that Mahomes is probably the highest value. No, I guess Chase is. Yeah, Chase is the highest valued player, like, in here. So you had to lose a little bit on Mahomes, but Love isn't that bad. But I mean, it's not too shabby. It's not too shabby. And of course, man, like, what are they supposed to say? Good shit. Good shit. You drafted a great team. Like, come on, man. I'm not in that league, so I can say shit like that. But come on. You already know what's going on. Of course they're going to hate on it. And all right. And Marco said Mahomes, A-Chain, Mixon, Chase, T. T.J. Moore, Pitts, Najee Palmer, Sutton, T.L.O., Ray Davis, Gibson, Roman Wilson, Judy. I mean, you're kind of whack at the end, but I like parts of it for sure. I like parts of it for sure. It's probably like a C plus, B minus, like kind of just like somewhere like fringing, like right there. I get a little nervous about Pitts, depending on where you had to get him. Chase, I mean, he just makes me nervous in general right now until we know what's going on. Like, fuck, it could be bad having Chase. Literally just there's less than a week before they get on the field. So it's like every day that goes by that he's not paid or that he's not on the field practicing, like, shit, it's not good. This is not good. But, yeah, I mean, pretty solid. A-Chain makes me a little nervous as, like, your RB1. I'd much rather have him as an RB2 or kind of, like, almost not at all. Because if he's your RB1, I mean, shit, you just have so much invested in him. All right, what did Crispy say? Jacobs is all they have in Green Bay. For sure. I mean, Jacobs is going to kill it, man. Jacob's gonna kill it. All right, let's get out of here. I'll be back in a handful of hours. We'll be back for the start of the auction draft. Like I said, probably not gonna be here for the whole thing on the auction draft because it's gonna be a long one, but we'll be here. We'll catch you there. Have fun with your families. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Out and here comes the boom. Out, here comes the boom. Out and here comes the boom. Out, here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Out, here comes the boom. Y'all don't really want it now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.